Everyone wants to know, currently, are you in love?
Yeah.
Are you single?
Yes.
Okay. So two truths can still exist. You can be in love and you can be single. Viola Benson, welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy with me, your host. This episode was brought to you by our sponsors, Humble CBD. So basically, when I was traveling back from Mexico a few days ago, I passed out immediately on the plane from being violently hungover, depressed, sunburned, and just super exhausted. Only to realize when I woke up that I really strained my neck. And no, it wasn't from any special activities in Mexico. It wasn't like that. It was literally from sleeping weird on the plane. And as soon as I got back home, I also had to get back to my regularly scheduled programming. I had to figure out this week's episode. I had to return emails, feed my cat, get an oil change, and masturbate, you know, just live my life. Life came at me fast, and so did I. But that is not what this is about. This is about reminding you how important it is to remember to stay grounded. And Humble CBD is here to help. It's based out of Southern California. Humble makes insanely great hemp-derived CBD products for any occasion. And just for my listeners, Humble is now offering 25% off of your first order. All you have to do is use my code VIOLET to save on your entire order site-wide. Head over to humblecbd.com and choose any product that meets your needs. Humble is committing to helping you stay grounded no matter what life brings you. Their line of CBD products is geared to help you focus, relax, recover, and so much more. So like, what are you waiting for? Get 25% off of your first order when you use my code VIOLET at humblecbd.com. So stay grounded with Humble CBD and remember to check out the episode description to learn more. And while you're there, make sure to check out my other sponsors for today's episode, which are Green Chef, Apartments.com, Magic Spoon, Pill Club, and Talkspace. Obviously, I would not be able to continue doing this podcast if it wasn't for my amazing sponsors. So definitely make sure to support my podcast by checking out my sponsors so I can continue producing this amazing content. And then also my description, you get to see all the discounts and how you can use all my different sponsors today in order to support this podcast so I can continue to produce episodes. And I'm begging you to give me attention just like I begged all of my exes. I'm also begging you to not forget to give me a 5-star review when you finish listening to this episode if you enjoyed it. And to also subscribe so you never miss an episode. And to tell me that I'm pretty because I need the validation. Anyway, let's get this episode started. Okay, so today my special guest is Francesca Ferrago. This beauty lives rent-free in your head. You know her as the main character in Too Hot to Handle season one. We all got obsessed with her body the first time we saw her in season one. Hands, now she has a really successful bathing suit, swimsuit line. She also has around 8 million followers on all of her social media platforms combined. She is one of the top earners on OnlyFans and soon to be on Dream. You've seen her have sex on TV, cry on TV, laugh on TV, get dumped on TV. You followed her very public breakups, and today she is back on my show. Welcome.
That was quite the intro. Thank you.
I know. I wrote it while I was peeing. We've lived together, traveled together. We shared a toothbrush before. We've shared underwear before. We've never shared a man, I don't think, yet.
No, not yet.
We've shared saliva. I mean, there's really nothing we haven't done together. But first, I kind of want to get right into it. And before I ask you questions that a lot of the fans were asking you, I thought we can just get into it and talk about Mexico, since obviously it's not like we filmed a vlog. So this is probably like as best as it can get.
Just talking about. Yeah, well, we were going to film this when we were there, but we were having too much fun and we just couldn't. We didn't have time.
Right. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people like are able to film. Like, I just feel like if you're recording every 2 seconds, there's no way you're having that much fun.
You're not. Yeah. You're not enjoying and living in the moment as much if you're like constantly recording.
Yeah. Did you ever think we would get, I mean, this was a fan question, but I'll just ask it now. Did you ever think we would get this close?
No, I mean, kind of.
Really?
But I know you didn't. You didn't think we would get this close.
I didn't.
Especially after I moved out. You told me that you thought you were never going to see me again once I left.
When Francesca moved out, I was, in my own mind, I was upset with Romy, her dog, which I love now, which is so weird. And I remember I was like looking at Francesca and she was just like, "You're going to miss me when I'm gone." And I was like, "No, I won't." Something like that. And I really thought we were never going to speak again in my head. But then you just continued, like, you're really good at just, you know, following up or just keeping, you're very calm. Like, Francesca is about her. She doesn't really have reactions. So she constantly, like, stays very calm. It's very, like, if you ever see her get mad, like, that's when it's scary and you're just like, oh, shit. Because she's always so calm. But I didn't expect us to get this close. And then we just, like, also traveled together. I mean, we've traveled so much together at this point.
Yeah, this past trip was so much fun.
Yeah, well, first of all, our birthday was fun. When we had our birthday in Miami, that was, like, one of the best trips I've ever had. It was, like, amazing. So much fun. But Mexico was, like, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she basically, you were you're having troubles with your visa currently, and you can't really come back to live in LA, so you were going to Mexico first from London.
Yeah, I applied for my visa, I rushed it, and it didn't get, I was supposed to be back in LA now, but my visa didn't get approved. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm stuck in Mexico. We're refiling for it at the end of the week. And then after we refile, we have 15 days because I put premium processing on it to get an answer. So hopefully after those 15 days, it can come in because there's some filming that I want to get done and I need a visa for it. But if it doesn't come in, I'll just be in Mexico for longer. But I am in Miami right now because I can come as a tourist. I just can't work while I'm here.
I was just having some, like, really two bad weeks with just personal things happening. And then Francesca invited me to come to Mexico and I was just like, fuck it. Okay. So before we get into Mexico, like, we did end up like hanging out with Francesca's ex-boyfriend, which is so random. But can we talk about how awkward it is when your friend goes through a really messy breakup, all the friends grow to hate this guy. You all talk, as a friend, you're going to talk shit about this guy. I mean, I've publicly spoken shit about this guy. I've never met him in my life. I don't know if you knew that I've never met him before. So it's going to be my first time meeting. And I hate how awkward it is as a friend that when your friend starts talking to her ex again that she swore she never will, you have to be like, okay. And after you were like, oh, he sucks. Oh, I hope this. Oh my God, he's dead to me. And then you have to meet him up in Mexico and you have to be like, I have to be like, oh my God, hi. So nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you. It's such a pleasure. And I feel like such a, like, an asshole, you know? It's so awkward.
Yeah, I feel like it was awkward for all of his friends as well. Like, it was just like, no one ever expected that we would hang out again, I guess. Like, it was the last thing anyone thought would happen. It was the last thing I thought would happen.
Yeah, I mean, you guys went through a public breakup, a lot of shit talking on both ends, more on his end. Wow, I'm such a good friend. I can't help myself. It's like automatic.
It was a nightmare. It was literally a nightmare.
A little lawsuit between you two. I mean, it was like a whole thing. And then
crazy amounts of money on lawyers, like all this stuff.
Yeah. Did you ever think you would be randomly hang out with?
I never thought that I would see him again. And I was really sad about that. Like, I did an interview when I was with Demi and he was asking me questions about Harry. And I was just thinking, like, it's really sad to think that this person was so important to me. And I genuinely thought that I was never going to see him again. I was like, that's sad, but it's crazy how things change and I don't know. It's just wild. Like, life is just a journey and you kind of have to, like, take it day by day.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it is really hard, but I remember when you and I were talking and I was just like, oh, I'm kind of nervous to meet Harry. Hopefully, like, I'm not mean to him, blah, blah, blah. And you even said, you're like, Harry is very charming. Like, no matter how much you thought you hated him, like, once you meet him, you're going to like him.
He's hot as fuck. He's really sexy.
Yeah.
And he's so big.
Yeah. I mean, when we saw him, you looked at me and you're like, I want to climb him like a tree. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's really tall. He has a really nice accent, Australian accent, and he is very charming. And, like, when I met him, I was so fond of him that for a second, I completely forgot anything that happened between you guys. And I was just like, oh, I really like him. He's so nice.
Yeah. That's what I like, literally when I saw him again, I forgot everything bad that happened as well. I was just like, oh, like, what? We hated each other? I completely forgot. And that's how it feels now. Like, obviously there's like all these emotions that are still there, but I'm really not focusing on what happened in the past. I'm just going to focus on moving forward and like seeing what happens.
Yeah. Okay. So before I get into questions, let's get into Mexico. Okay. So first, you picked me up from the airport. It was so sweet. And I saw Romy. And then, okay, I need to set the record straight. Not that I need to, but this is how sweet Francesca is. Not only did she invite me to Mexico, and then thanks to Birdie Travel, like I did fly for free first class. You guys should check them out. But she rented this out apartment in Cancun, a super fancy, super nice apartment. It was three bedrooms, and all three bedrooms were taken. And Francesca was so kind. When I came to stay with her, she gave me her room, which was the main master bedroom. Like, I was shocked. That was so nice. And she went and she was sharing a room with Chris, which he's one of her BFFs and also does her hair and makeup. That's why she always looks so beautiful. So you guys should check out his Instagram. But I was like so shocked because I literally could have slept on the couch, but she gave me her main bedroom. It had the most beautiful view. She didn't ask me to pay for anything. She was supplying all the food, all the drinks. Like, it was honestly like, I'm very sentimental person. I really appreciate like little things like that. And I think it's really nice when people just do things without even asking or even being like, oh, look what I did. Like she never asked for anything back, like just my company. And I thought that was the sweetest thing ever.
You're so sweet. I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh my God, the best. Plus when I came to Mexico, like, I don't know what it is about Mexico. It's so humid that it like clears your skin.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really does.
That's true. Okay, so like first we did Cancun. We went to like some amazing restaurants. We drank, we partied. To be honest, at this point, I feel like I don't even remember Cancun. All I can remember is Tulum. Am I crazy? Like, did something happen in Cancun that I missed? Because I can't remember.
Cancun was just like chill and fun. And we went to like really fancy restaurants and like had a good time. And then Tulum was like the shit show. Like Tulum was like the partying and like the madness and the day parties. And
yeah, Tulum is so, we were talking how it's day and night between Cancun and Tulum. Like the environment, the people, that. So yeah, then we got to Tulum. It's very humid there. And then what day did we go to Tulum?
Saturday.
Wow, we were only there. I was only there for 2 days.
Yeah, we were only there for 2 days.
Felt like a lifetime.
It really did.
Okay. So we go to Tulum Saturday. Then we got ready to go out and we went to dinner. It got kind of awkward because like Francesca and Harry were already in touch.
Yeah. He flew to Cancun the week prior to hang out with me for a few days to make sure we got along. And then he came back the following week with all of his friends for his birthday. So I hadn't seen like any of his friends or met half of them. So it was a little awkward for sure.
And it was also hard to like hate Harry because like I was feeling lonely. I stopped talking to some guy and Harry brought his hot friends and I was just like, you know, maybe we should give Harry a chance.
His friends are really cute.
Yeah. So we were eating at the restaurant and it was a little awkward because we weren't sure how we're going to get along with one another. We had Harry get a separate table from us at first, to be with his friends while we were with our friends. But it was a little awkward because we're kind of like almost across from each other so we could see what the other people were doing. And it was even awkward when we first said hi to each other. So awkward.
I wanted to die. I did power shots. I did like 5 shots like before dinner came. I'm like, I have the worst anxiety. Like they all hate me. Like, do they like me? Like, oh my God, like what's going on? Like I was extremely nervous.
Well, Francesca, also when Francesca drinks, I'm not going to say it's like day and night, but not day and night, but Francesca does become a conspiracy theorist. I feel like when she drinks, suddenly it's like everyone's against her and all these things are happening that they're not happening. And you kind of have to be like, it's like, it feels like you kind of have to like hold her off of a ledge before she does something, you know, like in her brain, she's like, oh, everyone hates me. No one likes me because this person looked at me weird and blah, blah. And I'll be like, dude, let's have fun. Chill.
Yeah. I have more anxiety. Like I have anxiety sometimes when I drink. I kind of think that people, like more people are staring at me or more people are looking and judging, and but it depends. Like it's like that's the point where I'm like a few shots deep, but then when I get to the point where I'm like blackout, then like nothing matters. Like, no, like at the end of the night, like I think me and Harry were like, our bodies were like conjoined and we were just like making out and like swaying together in the middle of the restaurant in front of everyone there. Like hundreds of people were just like watching us. And I was like, that's embarrassing. But like thinking about it, like, yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it started off as like, it was kind of awkward. And I was like, go talk to Harry. And then I feel like his friends were like, go talk to Francesca. Like, come on, go. And it felt like it was like a sixth grade like dance. And everyone was like, go dance with her, go dance with her. And it was like kind of awkward. But then I think like we loosened up. Like, I'm plus also like I was going through my own thing. Francesca was kind of, you know, it's really scary to see your ex-boyfriend with all of his friends. And you're like in the same place together. And you feel like people are staring at you. But then to loosen up, like, Francesca and I just like, I tried to make her feel better by dancing on her lap and making out with her. And then that helped her loosen up. I completely forgot, by the way, that happened.
That was so much fun. Me and you had such a good time together.
We had so much fun together. And then she finally like loosened up. And then we went to talk to their, to Harry and his friends. I found love. I'm kidding. It was funny also, like Francesca was so drunk and I was like ending it with some guy and I didn't know what to text him. Francesca is like, oh, I got this. She sends a text on my behalf, literally being like, I never want to be associated with you ever again, whatever else she said. And I totally thought it made sense. And literally the next day I was like, oh my God, Francesca, do you think like I made a mistake sending that text? And she was like, what text? And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. And she was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, was I drunk? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, I don't remember sending that text. And I was like, lit. Thanks. Okay.
But I mean, sometimes drunk me knows what's up.
No, you weren't wrong. So like I ended up with some guy and I was like sad about it for 2 seconds, but then my eyes caught someone else. And I was like, oh, who's that guy? I hate that I'm telling the story. Do you want to tell the story of what happened at the table?
You tell the story.
Okay. I went to the bathroom. We're all having fun. At one point, Francesca and Harry were literally, yeah, became one person, just sucking each other's faces off. But they're really cute. Like, you can't deny it. Like, they are so cute together. I hate admitting it myself. In 2 weeks, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to be like, I never liked the guy. But today I'm like, I love him. He's the best. He's great. Okay, so then everyone at our table is gone. I hate this part. Everyone at our table suddenly disappears and I'm walking around the restaurant and I'm so embarrassed to admit this, but luckily this guy's never going to listen to this podcast. I'm assuming, hopefully not. I don't know if there's a way for me to block him from listening. But anyway, this guy didn't even know that I was interested in him, one of Harry's friends. He hit on me and I was really like, who is that guy? Because he had a British accent and that was enough for me. I was like, okay. So I love British men now. And I was like, I was looking for him through the restaurant like a fucking loser. And he already went home. And I remember I was looking for him. At that point, I lost everyone. Everyone's gone from our table. I'm holding a random bottle in my hand of tequila. I finally find Francesca and Harry. And I'm like, Francesca, what's up? Then the waiters from the table walk up to us and they're like, hey, you guys need to pay for this bill. And by the way, Francesca and I didn't order anything. Like, we had two bites of beets, bites of each other's faces. Her main course was Harry's face. And then a bunch of tequila shots. That's all. So they're like, you guys have to pay for the bill. And we're like, no, that's not us. Like, it's whoever ordered all the stuff. Like, he's probably around the restaurant. I literally turn around for 2 seconds. Francesca's now gone. I have no idea where anyone is. I see Francesca standing outside with Harry. I thought for a second she was going to ditch me. I was like freaked out. I go up to Francesca and Harry and I'm just like, where is everyone? Like, what are we going to do? So we're so wasted at this point. We're almost blacked out. We go across the street and we start walking, me, Francesca, and Harry. The waiters start running after us and they come up to us and they look at us and they go, lady, this is so embarrassing. Do you understand how embarrassing this is for us that we have to do this with you? And we got so embarrassed. And I was like, do you understand how embarrassing this is for us that we have to do this with you?
We thought that they were still in the restaurant. Like, we were like, there's no way the guys just dipped. Like, there's no way they left. So they're maybe in the bathroom. They're still there, like, for sure. That's why we were leaving. Like, we obviously thought that they were still in there. Like, the last thing we would assume is that they would have literally left us there by ourselves.
Yeah, one of the guys was like staying with us and he was taking care of us. He knows I don't speak Spanish and he knows I don't know anyone in Mexico. Like, I didn't think he was going, like, I would understand if maybe he was leaving Francesca's because she has Harry and like he'll take care of her. But like, I literally had no one there. And we were friends. I just didn't think, like, I was like, there's no way, like, these men are, that were with us, they're gentlemen. Like, there's no way they're going to like leave us. Like, come on, with the bill, stuff we didn't eat. Anyway, it seems like they did. And Francesca was just like, you know what, fuck this. And she put her card down. She paid around close to $2,000 for a table for the meal that we never even touched. Isn't that crazy? It was just crazy when they ran after us and they go, lady, this is embarrassing. Do you know how embarrassing this is for us?
I'm surprised because it wasn't us ordering anything, but I feel like when people order bottles, like the people that were at the table were ordering like 10 bottles, like, I thought that like there would have been a credit card put down or something, or like the promoter who got us the table would have like taken someone's credit card. Like, I don't know why it was on us. Like, I wasn't even sitting there, but I mean, it is what it is. It was funny. I guess now it's a funny story, but.
Then we end up having to walk a million miles. We get in a cab. We then end up somehow, for whatever reason, going to Harry's house. At this point, I just wanted to kill myself. I was just like, I felt stranded.
We were in the middle of the jungle, so we were not getting home. There's no way to call a taxi. It was like 2 a.m. They only take cash. We didn't have any cash on us.
They were staying in a really beautiful house, and then our house was like 40 minutes from Harry's house. So like, yeah.
You're a trooper. You took one for the team.
Yeah, well, I was kind of miserable, like, being there, and I was just like, great. Like, I have no idea I'm getting home, and I have to be stuck in this house. Like, I want to take off my makeup. I want to take off this uncomfortable dress. But then the guys there ended up being really nice. One of the guys I met there, it was, like, good conversation with him. But then I was just like, listen, there was two other girls there. And I remember I was just like, listen, I'm not going to have sex with you. And I looked at the girls, and I was like, are you guys, is one of you planning on fucking him? Because it's not going to be me, so... And the girl's like, ha, ha, ha. And one of them was like, maybe. And I was like, okay, there you go. You're welcome. Like, great. We got out of the way. I'm just so forward. So then ended up going. They gave me some bedroom to go to sleep in. And they gave me some, this guy gave me sweats to sleep in, which, by the way, didn't know it was designer. I was sleeping in Givenchy sweats. And then when I got to the room, I found that guy that I was like looking for. I'm so embarrassed to admit it.
Okay, he's not gonna listen, so you're good.
Thank God, yeah. But then, like, I really thought my night was ruined. And then when I went to sleep in the room, it was like these two twin beds, and he ended up being in one of the twin beds. And I was just like, oh, perfect! Like, I get to talk to this guy. Like, my night got better. Like, I didn't hook up with him or anything, but we literally like we talked like for hours that night until we both like fell asleep, and he was just like adorable. And then I completely forgot about that other guy that I ended with, because that's just like how my brain works. Like, my brain is literally that song, like, I was busy thinking about boys, mm-hmm. boys. Like, I literally like liked one guy when I came to Mexico, forgot about him. Then I was thinking about some other guy, ended that. And then I saw this guy and I was just like, oh my God. Love him. And then talking to him, he was just like such a cool dude. I really just loved his personality and his accent, and he's just like adorable.
Yeah, he was great. I'm a fan of him for sure.
And then what happened between you and Harry that night?
I mean, what do you think?
You played some games.
Yeah, chess specifically.
With your private parts.
Exactly.
You had an adult sleepover.
There was a lot of checkmates.
Who was winning?
I don't know if there was a winner. I mean, if there was a winner, it would have been me. I won. Maybe. I mean, it felt like I won, at least when I woke up.
Yeah, maybe you were both winners. You both got to finish
the game. The game.
Exactly.
Needs a change of scenery right now. How about everyone in this world right now? So it's good that Apartments.com has the most listings anywhere. Most people know that Apartments.com is the most popular place to find a place. Apartments.com has helped more people get into their new homes than any other website. And we're not just talking about apartments, but houses, townhomes, condos, and all manner of domiciles, from the oh so cozy to the, did I just hear an echo in here? And with their 3D virtual tours, you can search for your special somewhere from anywhere, including from your house. So stress stretch those fingers across the keyboard and change your scenery on apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. I know apartments.com has made my search always constantly super easy when I'm looking for new places, whether it was before COVID or even recently when I was helping my producer find a new place. We use apartments.com because of the virtual tours. We never even had to leave our house and we got to find all of our non-negotiables from the comfort of our own home online with an internet connection. So why not try it on yourself? And to get into your next place, visit apartments.com today. Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. Enjoy. Does anyone else hate breakfast? It doesn't matter how much sleep I get or how prepared I am for the day. I can never force myself to eat breakfast. I've always been like this ever since I was a kid. So the very least, my mom used to just make me a bowl of cereal. Yeah, she would literally bring me a tray to my room, pour the milk for me, and then put the cereal. Yes, I'm one of those like freaks that eats my cereal, milk first, then cereal. Don't judge me. But anyway, that's why I'm so happy to have Magic Spoon, because it reminds me of my mom making sure that I'm ready for my day as much as I insisted that I already was. Magic Spoon has all the amazing flavors that you love without all of the bad stuff. It comes with 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Plus, it's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Their variety pack includes cacao, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. My favorite right now is their peanut butter. I'm literally eating it while I'm reading this ad. It's delicious, but it's also super healthy cereal that really brings joy to your mornings. Right now, go to magicspoon.com/violet to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use my promo code Violet at checkout to save $5 off of your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they're going to refund you your money, no questions asked. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/violet and use my code Violet to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. So the next morning we woke up there, they had a chef, they brought food for all of us. I completely forgot how mad I was about the night before. I was already so like goggly eyes over like that one guy. I literally, like when I become like infatuated with somebody, I feel like I say the dumbest shit. I literally would look at him and I'd be like, you just have such angelic curls. You have like little beautiful angel curls. You look so like
sweet.
An
sweet. That's the best compliment.
It's like you look like an angel. Your British angel. I don't even know what to nickname him. I'm just going to call him Rugby.
Rugby.
Yeah, I'll just call him Rugby. So we finally got a taxi to go home. We got home. We were so exhausted. And then we started to get ready to go to a day party.
This was a power day because we got ready so quick. We went to the day party. We're blackout. Go home. And we didn't just get changed and go to dinner. After the day party, we fully showered. Fully got re-ready somehow in like an hour and then went back out on time. Like, I don't know how that day even worked or managed, because when we walked home from the cab, I was dying. I had to take off my shirt because I was so hot. I'm like, get me out of here. Like, I thought I was literally going to die. I'm like, I'm going to bed. And then somehow I had a Pedialyte and I was like, bagatelle, pool party, let's go. And then Harry came and it was so much fun. That was a good day.
It was so much. I actually didn't even realize it was all like literally almost this, because we went home at like, we didn't go to sleep until 4 a.m. So I didn't even realize that then we ended up going home at like 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. And then we rallied by 1 p.m. We were back at the day. We went to the day party, bagatelle. I found in my purse a little bar. I don't know. What is it called? One little square of chocolate shrooms. I don't know how old it was, but I was like, oh, cool. This is a great idea. And I took the shrooms at the day party And I remember like something hit me and I was just like not feeling well to the point that I couldn't see clearly. And I was just trying to act normal. And then I remember like Francesca and I had to go to the bathroom and I had to throw up and I was like throwing up. But again, we rallied somehow. I like redid my makeup in the bathroom. We took pictures with fans too. I just came out of the bathroom when you guys were just standing in there and you were like, the girls were like, can we take a picture of both of you? As I'm like wiping the throw up from my mouth. I was like, right. Okay. They're so nice though.
They were really sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, I redid my makeup a little bit in the bathroom, went back there. We kept drinking. Again, I'm like confused by that. I think maybe I was drinking water. And I remember like when Harry and his friends came, Harry was sitting next to us, like Francesca was sitting on Harry and the party would be going and everyone's laughing. I'm smiling. And then Harry would like just look at me for a second and I would smile. And then I would get close to Harry and I would look him straight in the eyes and I would say, and I was like, man, I'm freaking out. Like, I'm not okay. I'm freaking out, man.
You were like on another, like you were on Mars that day. Like I remember you just kept saying, you're like, I don't know. I'm on shrooms. And we'd be like, oh, do you want this? Or like, what's going on? And you're like, I don't know. Like I'm on shrooms. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it hit you like really hard.
Yeah. It kept like coming in and out. And I don't know why it wouldn't go away. Like how much shrooms was in that chocolate. But I just remember it was so funny. Like Harry would just look at me and then I would just get close to him and be like, I'm freaking out, man. I'm not okay. I'm like losing, man. I'm freaking out. And you just feel like, oh my God. And then I would just go back to just sitting there and like staring at things being normal. At one point I remember like I just decided to run off to the beach. And they tried to bring a security guard with me. And I was like, no, I need to be alone. And I just walked to the beach so I can like listen to how peaceful the water was. And I don't know what was going on in my head. And then I was like, right, there's a party happening.
I cannot do any sort of like that type of situation at a day party or anything. Cause I just freak out. Like I have enough anxiety and like paranoia just on like alcohol and sober that if I like add anything else, I die. Like I sit there and I'm like, I just want to be alone. Like I couldn't, I don't know how you did it. Like I would have left.
Yeah. Well, again, there's no Ubers there. So I really don't know.
That's what's bad about Tulum is like, you're really stuck. Like, that's why I don't like it. Cause like, you're really stranded. You can't get home. Like they only take cash. It's just like a sketchy, like if you're not with like a group of like guys that like can kind of like help you and take care of you, like you do feel like kind of scared to be there, which is why I prefer Cancun. Cause like me and you could go out and kick Cancun and have the best night ever and not have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
But in Tulum, like, you got to be careful.
Yeah, because it feels like a jungle. And as a woman, it just, as a woman in general, you're scared anywhere to be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I remember I went back to the party. Harry and Francesca were, I mean, it was sweet. Like Harry and his friends did come to our table and like they spent the day with us. And we had so much fun. Like you and Harry, I don't think you guys even fought once. You guys were just.
We didn't fight once that entire weekend or the weekend before.
Yeah. I thought that was really cute. And you guys were getting really close. Then I saw the British guy. I was fine. What sucks for me is that like one of the guys I was nice to, and I feel like he was just constantly cock blocking me. And I feel like an asshole saying that, just constantly cock blocking me. But like I would be staring. It's like I'm staring at the British guy. I want to go talk to him. And then the other guy comes up to me and like starts talking to me. I don't know about what. And I'm just like, are you serious right now? And then I was like, don't stop. You know, because I just like, once I'm focused on somebody, there's no one else I want. Like, that is what I want. And plus, like, for me, it's, Francesca knows this too, I'm more of a dater. Like, I have to get to know people. I have to date people and get to know them before I even think of sleeping with them. It's very rare for me that, like, right off the bat, I'm just so sexually attracted to them that I just want to, like, fuck that person. And, like, with this guy, I don't know what it was. I would look at him and, like, all I could think about is, like, I want to fuck this guy. I wish he knew that. He didn't. But, like, that was my thought process. And I don't think I even knew how to handle it because I'm not used to, like, it's very rare for me to be attracted to somebody right off the bat. So I remember he was there and everyone was like, V, go talk to him. Because everyone knew that there was two guys that were, I thought were cute, kind of. But everyone was also voting for the British guy. And obviously, it was a no-brainer.
He was a winner.
And then him and I... made out.
Wait, you made out?
You didn't know?
I didn't know that.
You were there.
I was in my own world though, like.
Well, I think we're both very similar in that way. When we're really fond of somebody, like we're just so focused on them. That's how I felt. Like I didn't even notice anyone else. Like I remember I just came up to him and he would be talking to me and I would just be staring at his lips, like talking to him. Cause in my head I was just like, oh my God, when is he going to kiss me? When is he like, I'm ready. Let's go.
He was really hot.
You think so?
Yeah, he was a babe and he was so sweet too.
I know, he's so young. So obviously it's not like I was looking at him to date him, but like I was like, you can just tell like some guys, if they have like thick, so like guys who have muscular thighs, you can just tell that whatever's attached to those thighs, like it's beautiful. I don't know how to explain it. I don't mean to be disrespectful in any way. Like I know if men were talking about women this way, it would be messed up, quote unquote, but like, guys, I haven't had sex in a year. Like at this point, I feel like I can't hold back. Like now if I see something I want to fuck, like I just like, I want to pounce on it. But then I think the shrooms just kept hitting me on and off. So I was trying to be normal. But I think at some points I would just go stand in the corner by myself and then just stare at everyone. And he probably thought it was really weird. Like I didn't want to be around him, but it was more like, I'm freaking out, man. Like, I don't know what's happening. And then after that, we went home. I threw up again. We both showered. We felt like shit. We literally showered together because we do everything together. We showered and we redid our makeup, our hair, got Francesca just really cute that night. I was more dressed down. And then we went out to some restaurant to meet up with the guys, right?
Yeah. I don't even remember how we got ready. Like, thank God for Chris. I could not have done my own hair, but I was in like a slick back pony during the day and then we rewashed everything, like took the shower. And then all of a sudden we were on our way to dinner and I was like, I don't know how we pulled this off, but we did. Go us.
Yeah. And then we went to celebrate Harry's birthday that night. And it was like, I can barely remember that night at this point. I finally sobered up. It was like so nice to see clearly again. And then again, like it was just like, food, alcohol, like everyone's around us. And there were these like sparkles there that no one talks about the sparkles. One of the sparkles like accidentally blasted onto my dress. It blasted onto my dress. And I thought I was being dramatic for a second. I was like, oh my God, I felt fire in my boob. Like I thought it was crazy. But the next day I woke up and there was a hole in my dress on my left titty because it like my dress set on fire. I just didn't realize it because I was so drunk.
That's a good story.
Yeah. Some other girl there, her hair got set on fire from the...
Yeah.
Okay, but with you, we went home. So what happened that night? You and Harry had another adult sleepover.
No, that night I was so drunk. He like got me changed, like literally put me in his clothes and like put me to bed.
Yeah, that was really sweet. The next morning, Francesca was like so passed out and all the guys at the table, except Rugby Man and except Harry, they were talking kind of douchey, I'm not going to lie. I mean, sometimes being around guys and listening how they talk about women is like a little uncomfortable, but they were just like, this bitch, blah, 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 kind of being fuckboy-y. And then Harry was just like all excited. And he was just like, oh my God, like last night Francesca was like so drunk. Like she couldn't even take off her own clothes. So like I had to like change her and she was like, no, I'll do it. And I was like, no, let me do it. And then it's like, I literally had to like take off her shirt and like put like a shirt over her, like her PJs for her. She couldn't even do it. And then I had like to tuck her into bed. And like, I kid you not, none of the guys even asked. And the guys just looked at him and they're like, oh, okay. And then he's like, and then they talked about the other girls again. And then Harry's like, it was just like so funny how like I just like had to change her and she was like so cute and she was like so passed out. And I, again, like that's so cute. Like I was just like, oh, how come we hate him? Like I like him. He's so sweet.
Yeah. He's really sweet when he wants to be.
Yeah, he is. It is true. So yeah, in the morning, Francesca finally eventually woke up and then we had to go because we had to get ready to go back to Cancun because I had a flight to catch. Was it hard to say bye to Harry?
Yeah, I mean, you're with me. I cried the entire cab ride home, so.
Okay, I didn't know if I was allowed to say that.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard because it's hard to read a situation and I'm not really good with communicating. So I was like unsure of what was going on and I was just confused. And I was like so hungover after a weekend bender of alcohol. Like you're pretty depressed. Even if you're like the happiest person ever and nothing in your life is wrong, if you drink for 3 days straight, you're going to be a little bit depressed just because of the alcohol. So I was like definitely having a little bit of an alcohol come down, and I was sad, and we were leaving, and I wanted to spend the day with him, but I couldn't because I had to take Romy to the vet. We had to drop you off at the airport, and then we had to pack because then we were flying out the next day. So circumstances didn't really work in my favor to like stay and get some like clarification that I think I wanted and needed from him, but it all worked out. Like since then I feel like a lot more in a better headspace, and I'm like super happy. And like,
it's a scary thing, especially when you get back with or start talking to an ex again. It's like, it's that feeling where, and it sucks to say, but as you get older and the way people date now, each person constantly needs to feel like they're in control, because it's scary to lose control. So always in the beginning with the girls, I feel like it's the guys that beg for us back normally. And then it's the girl that feels in control. And she's like, okay, I guess like I can walk away anytime. I'm going to be fine. And like, I think Francesca felt in control, but then, you know, the more she hung out with Harry and all of us saw it, we were so fond of him too. We all like fell in love with him. So like, I think it's like that scary moment of like, oh shit, I'm about to lose control of my own like feelings, and I'm about to just like, you know, let myself go. And it's that moment that you get scared, like, should I let myself go? Am I going to get hurt again?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it was really sad. It was really sweet because especially Francesca, she comes off very aloof. I'm similar in that way too. It's with men. When she dates them, a lot of the time it seems very aloof because she holds her feelings and her cards really close to her heart. But she is one of those people, like when she loves someone, it's like sometimes scary to watch because she will do anything for them. And that's why Francesca gets scared when she starts to catch feelings for somebody, because even though they can't tell because she acts aloof, like the minute she lets herself go, like, it is so hard to get her back from there. Like she will, if they're sinking down, she will sink down with them because like, she's literally such like a ride or die person, and there's nothing she wouldn't do for somebody she loves.
Yeah. I felt so in control up until that day. I was like, I got this, like, I'm fine. We're just going to be great friends. Like, who knows? And then like that day I was like all emotional, like little wreck.
Mental Health Awareness Month is a worthy thing to celebrate, but it shouldn't be our focus just for May. It should be for the whole year. That's why I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. You can sign up online and start therapy the same day as you sign up. You can text, you can video, you can even send voice messages to your licensed therapist. So it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions from the comfort of your home. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of an in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties, including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and so much more. Plus, they're a secure and private platform. So as a listener of this podcast, you're also going to get $100 off of your first month with Talkspace. To match with the licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure you use my code Violet to get $100 off of your first month and show your support for this podcast. That's Violet and Talkspace.com. If you're on birth control, remembering to take your pill is already enough work. And let me tell you, after this Mexico trip, I cannot be happier that I have the Pill Club on my side. That's why the Pill Club wants to help take the work out of taking care of yourself. The Pill Club is basically a birth control subscription prescribed by a medical professional and delivered straight to your door for free. The Pill Club carries over 120 FDA-approved brands. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance, which I use, or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $9 per month without insurance. The Pill Club delivers birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/violet, the Pill Club is offering $10 donation to betsider.org for every Too Tired to Be Crazy listener who becomes a patient. Your donation is going to help low-income individuals get access to birth control through betsider.org. That's thepillclub.com/violet to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, thepillclub.com/violet. it. You must use this link to make the donation. So go do it. Okay, so I guess like if I'm going to get into questions from the guests, the fans, everyone wants to know, the first question is, currently, are you in love?
With who?
Anyone. Just like, do you feel like you're in love with someone?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you single?
Yes.
Okay. So two truths can still exist. You can be in love and you can be single.
Yeah, I'm still single.
One question that a lot of people were asking, which is I think I'm curious too. How did you manage to forgive Harry and get back on good terms?
So I think it's kind of public knowledge that he had reached out once Demi and I broke up. And I was going through a little rough situation with that whole breakup with her. And he was really there for me. And we told ourselves, like, when he flew down to Cancun, we were like, okay, we're going to have one day together where we're not going to talk about any of the drama. And then we're going to have a day where we're just going to hash it out and go over everything that happened and like what we did to each other. So we kind of had a day where we chilled. It was so nice. It was so like, it was just, it felt like being home. Like it just felt really nice. And then the next day we hashed it out a little bit, but it's weird because like we've definitely matured in our conversations, like have been very like monotone. Like we, if one of us snaps, we quickly retract and apologize for overreacting, or we've learned to communicate a little bit better. So, but I'm a really forgiving person, like in my past as well. Like someone can do me so dirty and I'll still usually forgive them because I understand why people act certain ways. And I did some pretty fucked up shit as well post breakup, and so did he. But we were just acting like hurt people. And I think we are just acting out, and I'm not going to dwell on the past. And I don't think there's time to waste on like being angry or sad about what happened because life's so short. So I'm just going to like focus on doing what makes me happy. And if being around him and being friends with him makes me happy, then that's what I'm going to do. And I don't really care what anyone else says. And then there was like cancel Francesca Farrago, like on Twitter and like boycott her or whatever, all this stuff. But like, no one that posts these stuff knows what's going on and knows the real situation and knows these feelings that are involved. And I'm just going to, yeah, like as I said, do what makes me happy because life's too short.
Yeah, I agree with that. No one, it's like, I think everyone can always have so many opinions, including friends. But I think that's why for me, some people were upset with me that they're like, have her listen to your Bad Bitch Bootcamp. Like, that's your friend. Like, why are you allowing her to hang out with Harry, blah, blah. But like, in my opinion, people have to learn from their own experiences and their own mistakes or whatever. And in the end of the day, you're the one that's going to be in the relationship. You're the one that gets to love or get your heart broken, and it's no one else. So I think it is really silly to sit there and be like me telling someone that she shouldn't do this or she should do that. Like, I'm not in the relationship. It's like, it's her heart, it's her feelings. And I also was with somebody from 19 until 28. So on and off, toxic relationship. So I think it would make me a hypocrite if I tell somebody to not make the mistakes I made when I was on and off with my ex, like, I just stopped telling people because it got embarrassing. We kept getting back together, but like, I didn't care. I was like, I love him. Like, we're going to make this work. I don't care that he even cheated on me. Like, he's going to change.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah. That's how it usually goes.
Right. But I don't know. You always want to hope for the best. And plus, like, it's hard. Like, when you're just, plus, like, Francesca and Harry went through something that no one else can relate. They have an experience that they share with one another that only the people from the cast can have that experience of that closeness.
Yeah. It's really hard too to like even get over or forget about someone when it's like constantly being shoved in my face. Like any other relationship I've had, like all the comments have been like, what about Harry? What about Harry? I get messages about Harry every single day, like since the show, like every day I at least get like 10 messages about Harry and like comments about him. I had to like mute his name on all my stuff. And like, even just like talking to him again, like there's all these fan accounts that are coming back that are posting these like montages of like us being in love. And like, it's hard for anyone to see that and not like be curious of like, could I have that again? Like, could we be friends only? Like, who knows like what's going to happen, but it would be like, I would be doing myself a disservice to not like at least explore like a friendship with him and see what happens. I don't tell any of my friends really about what happens. Like, I honestly, I talk to one of my fan accounts, Francesca Farago Updates. I tell her more than I tell like my best friends, because she's like non-biased and like has like great advice. I'm just like too scared. Like, none of my friends like are really supportive. So
I mean, I'm like sitting right in front of you. I don't know.
No, not you though. You're like the only one who's been like supportive and like open to the idea, but no one else has. It's because you've been able to see him as well.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think I understand the situation, and like, you guys are young. You're going to, like I said, you guys are going to do what you're going to do, because I think you and I are very similar. I think that's why you and I just get along so well. We are so different in so many ways. We were so similar in other ways. And I understand you. So I know, knowing myself, I know that you won't listen to anyone else. When you want something, you love someone, that's what you're going to do. So why would I sit there and like get upset or get heated or try to save you when you don't need to be saved? Like, I'm going to be your friend. And in 2 weeks, if he sucks, then you're going to be like, he sucks. I'm going to be like, oh yeah, I never liked the guy. And then in 3 weeks, you're going to be like, we're back together. And I'm going to be like, you know what? I have always loved him. Yeah. He has great. He has nice muscular legs. Nice guy.
Great biceps.
Yeah. I mean, he's really charming. What happened between you and Demi? So you had a girlfriend, which I also met her, but then it didn't work out. It was amicable, right?
Yeah. The breakup itself and what led to the breakup was amicable. Like, there was nothing really bad that happened. Like, the day that she was leaving to go hang out with her family that day, and I sat her, like, she noticed I was off and she sat down and I was like, it's not working. Like, you know, it's not working. And she agreed. And I was thinking that she was going to be like, that's okay. Like, let's be friends. Like, I thought it was going to be fine after that. Like, I thought we could be in each other's lives still, but it was like after that conversation, it was like, I was done. Like, I was cut. Like, I was cut out for good, like blocked, deleted, removed, like told to leave the country. So I was really hurt by that. So everything that led to the breakup was normal, but it was stuff that happened post breakup that got a lot of scrutiny and like attention, and like everyone picked sides, and that was the hard part. So that's when Harry also was talking to me as well, and like kind of being there for me, like helping me, because me and Harry's breakup was public and messy, and me and Demi's breakup was public and messy as well. So he was there for me during that. But yeah, it was really hard post.
You were getting like hate messages, like people were being really mean to you. And you were like, I remember you were so upset about it. And you were like, I will never involve myself again in a public relationship ever again. From now on, everything I do is going to be private.
Yeah. Well, people were messaging me, telling me that if they saw me in London, they were going to like kick my dog and like throw my dog off a bridge, like all this stuff. So I was like pretty scared to like even go out. But yeah, I didn't want to make anything public ever again. Like, if I do start dating Harry officially, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to let anyone know. Like, people know that we're talking because he's been posting, but I don't even know, like, if we're just going to be friends. Like, I still don't know what's happening. So if we do decide to like make it more official, like, we're probably going to hold off by like ever announcing anything, because it's just like, I don't want to go through that again. And no one knows what really happened. And there's always so many sides to the story, and there's always a victim in the situation, like no matter what. Even if nothing bad happened, there's someone that's going to be the victim. And if you're not the victim, then like everyone hates you. And like, I feel like I got a lot of hate, like ridiculous amounts of hate for the breakup. And I really didn't do anything wrong, minus I posted like I thought was a funny TikTok. It obviously wasn't funny, that people decided to hate me for. And I guess everyone is really upset. A lot of people are really upset that Harry and I are on good terms now, but at the end of the day, it's not their life. Like, if they don't like him or if they don't like me, that's fine. Like, unfollow us and move on. Like, there's no point to like drag our names like constantly every single day. Like, what we do doesn't concern you. And yeah, we make our life so public, but if it's not something you want to look at, then it's so easy. Like, all you have to do is unfollow. Like, it's that easy. I feel like the haters are the ones that are the watching you the most. Like, there's some people that are so involved that have been like watching everything since day one, and then they comment like, oh, well, she said this at 2 minutes in on this live 2 weeks ago, and now she's saying this, and then Harry said this, and then all this stuff, and like putting together these puzzle pieces that don't really even make sense, and just trying to like find a reason to like be more upset with me.
Yeah. Do you think Demi knows about you and Harry?
Yeah, of course. I mean, she knew that, she posted a story saying that she knew that I was talking to him again, and I messaged her and I said the TikTok wasn't meant like that. But I'm assuming, yeah, like there's articles online, and I'm assuming that she would be aware, but not that it really concerns her, because the way she treated me post breakup was whatever. So she obviously has zero, like, nothing I do, like, yeah, maybe I'm being a little bit disrespectful, but I felt really disrespected. So I don't really like care, to be honest. Like, that part of my life is over with. Like, realistically, at the end of the day, I met this person middle of January, and I've known her for less than 3 months. And the amount, like, I've known Harry for like since 2019. So it doesn't really compare. And people can, like, it's not like I dated this person for 3 years. Like, I've known her for 2-3 months. Like, that's how long I've literally known this person. So yeah, maybe I was being a little bit disrespectful, but there's so many other feelings and things that were happening that no one was aware of that. I don't know.
No. Yeah. I get that. Especially because, like, you got together with the hopes of staying together. You weren't thinking you're going to break up, and then it doesn't work out. Both people are hurt, whether or not there's always going to be one person is going to be hurt more, but it doesn't mean that the other person doesn't feel the pain for hurting that other person. But like, it's better to not be together if there's no more love left than it is to stay with somebody just because you feel bad for their feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if anything, like, once you realize it's not working out, you did Demi a favor. So then she can find herself and she can find a partner that's more right for her.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked if you would ever date a girl again, or are you more into guys?
I definitely don't have a preference. I think it's all based on like who the person is and how they make me feel. I definitely like would be open to anything. I'm not, like, I don't have a preference, guy or girl. I've said, like, I would date someone who's trans. I would date someone who's non-binary. Like, I have zero preference. The only thing I care about is how that person makes me feel. Like, I'm not even really big on looks. Like, I don't care what you look like. Like, you could have purple hair and, like, no eyebrows, and if you, like, make me feel good, then that is all that matters to me.
Yeah, I used to have purple hair and no eyebrows, so I understand.
That's why I like you.
I can totally relate to that. So have you spoken to Demi since?
No. It was post breakup was pretty messy, to be honest. It got pretty messy.
Do you have, some people were asking if you, because you and Harry are speaking again, if you have any beef with Tena. I can't pronounce her last name.
I think it's Mojo. No, we don't speak.
Right. Is it weird that, like, you and her had a thing and then her and Harry kind of had a thing? I mean, they didn't sleep together, but like they kind of had a thing or something.
I don't know what happened with them. All I know is that Harry tells me that nothing ever happened with them. So I just have to like believe him, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So is it going to be weird if you and Harry hang out, like for you to start hanging out with Tana again? Because I know you guys are not on the best terms.
I don't really have any negative feelings towards her at all. Like, I understand her lifestyle. There's certain things that she does and the way she lives her life. It's very public, and I don't have any hate. Like, I feel like anyone that I had beef with in this past year, like, I don't have any hate towards anyone. Like, I'm just really focusing on like what I want to do to make myself happy. And if I see her out and I feel like making amends with her would like be beneficial for both of us, then I would do that. Like, I don't have like any negative feelings towards the situation at all. Like, even though I was really upset about it at the time, like, now I don't really have any emotions towards it. Like, I'm very monotone about what happened.
Yeah, that's good. I agree. I think it's always best to be on good terms. I think like carrying hate in your heart, it's so time consuming and it takes on so much of your energy, and it's like, for what?
Yeah.
So I do like that approach. Is it bother you that since you're kind of more private when it comes to dating and really, I mean, you try to be, and Harry's a little more public, is it hard for you to do that? Like, like, obviously it's flattering for Harry to post things, but like, obviously he's posting things before you're ready because you're not sure where you guys are at. Like, is that hard because you guys are a little different in that way?
Yeah, it's been a little difficult because I wanted everything to remain private, and he did agree. And I guess, like, when you hang out and you get excited and you realize that, like, there's so many fans, like, even though there is a lot that are anti, there are a lot that are very supportive, and you do want to make them happy and you do want to let them know and keep them updated because you feel like it's like your, like, duty in a way to, like, keep people updated on what's going on. But if it was up to me, solely up to me, I would keep it really private. But it's so hard. Like, when I'm with him, like, we're so used to posting and stuff and, like, taking funny videos that, like, we just want to keep doing that. But in an ideal world, like, there would be nothing posted at all until we at least figure out if we can, like, even get along long term.
But, like, his podcast, he has a podcast episode tomorrow, and I looked at his stories, and you were just like spilling everything tomorrow, and then it's like pictures of you two, and he's like, tomorrow's episode is going to come out. Like, are you nervous about what he's going to talk about, or did you guys talk about it before?
So there's some things that he has said in a few of his podcasts that have really upset me, and I've brought those issues to his attention. So I am going to stupidly trust him and put my faith in his maturity levels and his growth that he's had this past year. And hopefully he can be respectful, and he has my trust. He has my faith, and hopefully he does not let me down.
Hopefully. Yeah. I hope so too. So, yeah, because I do remember on a few of his other podcasts, old ones, he spoke directly about you on the podcast. So, like, about other girls, and you were just like, what? But hopefully it'll be different this week since you guys kind of got to really spend more time together and all that stuff.
Fingers crossed. Too hot to handle. We rushed into things super quick. When we got back together after the first breakup, we rushed into things really quick. It was really quick. And then now we're going to do the opposite of what we did in the past that led us to failure. So we're just going to start off as friends and see where that goes and hang out and get to know each other again, because we've obviously changed and grown. Like, Too Hot to Handle was filmed 2 years ago. So we're different people since then, and we're different people since last year as well. So we're going to get to know our new selves and figure out, like, if we are compatible still, if our love languages are the same, if it's just going to be friendship. I don't know. Who knows? But we're going to take it really slow and see. But it's hard. It's hard. Like, I say, like, I want to take it slow and see if we can even be friends. And then he's posting pictures of us, like, insinuating that we're still together. So,
yeah. I mean, it is, that part is wild. It's like Francesca literally won't even know what's happening. And then she looks at Instagram and there's like Harry randomly decided to, like, post pictures of them, like, together. And she'll be like, oh, okay.
He usually runs it by me. But I don't really have an opinion. Like, I can't, it's not up to me what he posts. It's up to him. Like, I could say, no, I don't really want that, but it's not like, I'm not going to tell him what to do. Like, if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. He just has to be prepared for the repercussions. And yeah.
You just want to make sure that you just don't look stupid. I think, like, that's usually why people want to keep it quiet for a second. It's just to make sure, like, don't make me look like an idiot. Like, I trust you. Don't make me look like a fool.
I am trusting him, and I hope I don't regret it.
Francesca, where can people find you?
Instagram, TikTok. I deleted Twitter because everyone was mean as fuck. YouTube, OnlyFans, all that jazz.
Yeah, you guys, you gotta stop being mean to creators on social media. Like, I know you guys get very passionate about our lives, and it's really nice, but I think everyone sometimes wants to be creators, but they don't know the bad stuff that comes with it. And that's the mean comments. Sometimes you say something mean and you think you're what, the only one, but then you're really one of the, like, hundreds already of mean comments, mean DMs, mean tweets. And it just, these people that you grew to love, and one day you just decide that you hate them today because you're in a bad mood. Like, they don't deserve to get all of that bad energy. Cause remember, your one comment is probably one of 100 other mean comments, and not we are all human beings. So we're all of us are going to have some bad days where we're not in the best like mental health in that day or that week. And to see those comments sometimes is going to bring us down even more. And I know there's people out there that actually do want that. And for those people, I am so sorry for whatever you are going through in your heart that you feel the need to attack strangers. And I hope that whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever pain inside that you're dealing with, I hope that you heal from it. And I hope that you work on it, because taking it out on other people will not solve it. And your pain is going to get heavier and heavier. So I really hope you take care of yourself first instead.
Hey, hit him with the facts.
Okay. So you guys, don't forget to follow Francesca, Francesco Farrago on all of our socials. Check out all of our TikToks. Maybe you guys will see us together in Miami. If you have any questions, DM her, subscribe to her OnlyFans and to Dream. And yeah.
Thanks for having me. This was so much fun.
Yes, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on. Hopefully I get to see you soon. Have fun in Miami.
Sweet.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. Don't forget to leave me a nice review. Follow Too Tired to Be Crazy on Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast. And I'll see you guys next week. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
If you're anything like me and have a portrait of your cat above your stove, then you're probably not that much into cooking. Well, that's about to change for all of us with Green Chef. Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. They have clean ingredients you can trust and are seasonally sourced for peak freshness. Right now, all you got to do is go to greenchef.com/92tired. That's 90 too tired, and use my code 92tired to get $90 off, including free shipping. To start off my new habit of eating healthy and eating in, I order some chicken with the side of a little bit of pasta, but don't worry, it's healthy because all of their ingredients come pre-measured, so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Whether your diet is keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or you're just looking to eat healthier, there's a range of recipes that suit any diet and any preference. Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every box. So you can feel great about what you're eating and how you get it on your table. So again, go to greenchef.com/90too tired and use my code 90TOOTIRED to get $90 off of your first meal, including free shipping. That's Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well.